Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. First week of our high school sports spotlight programs. It was nice on Tuesday. We talked to a youngster from Rock Ridge, Wyatt Rutzel. We had a big game late for the Rockets as they beat Sherrard in high school football. And we get a chance to visit today with Mercer County High School senior volleyball player Carly DeFries. And I want to tell everybody how we set this interview up is she had responsibilities before we recorded this interview this morning. Carly is a senior at Mercer County High School, but involved in cadet teaching. That's cool. So you help the youngsters out at New Boston before you go to the high school. So tell us a little bit about that and how you got involved and why you're doing that. Pretty neat.
Yeah, so I've always really enjoyed working with little kids, and I think they're super fun. And I have a lot of nieces and nephews that I enjoy hanging out with, and I feel like they all look up to me. So
you go down every day at New Boston. You live in New Boston, so before you head to Aledo to go to Mercer County High School, you stop down there for about an hour. So what are some of the different things you get involved with? And I guess some of the conversations got to be pretty fun, too, with those youngsters.
Yeah, of course. There's something else down there. I work in the pre-K room with Miss Murray, and we have about 15 kids ranging from, like, 3 to 4. You know, some of them aren't potty trained, but, you know, that's what they're there for. And I just go down there and help around, and, yeah.
Well, that's awesome, and it's just... That's something that speaks to you? Is that why you want... Now, is this the first year you've done it?
Is definitely the first year I've ever worked with little kids. Usually I was, like, not really into it, but now that I've been going to the elementary school in the morning, I've really figured out that I like working with little kids.
So it starts your day off the right way, I assume, with their energy, and then you transition to the high school. All right, so you wear a different jersey when you play volleyball for the Mercer County Golden Eagles, and I jokingly said to you, well, would you be able to explain to maybe my grandmother, if she went to a game, why does that kid from Mercer County have a different color jersey on than her teammates? So can you explain?
Yeah.
Let's do volleyball for dummies.
Okay.
So how does... Tell us the rules involving the libero and how it works.
So the libero has their own little responsibility. You know, they are usually the one who's always digging up that hard hit from the other... team, and you know, the hitters and the setters rely on you to put the ball in the right place to make a good play.
So how did you get asked to play this position, or did you ask to play the position? I guess how did it come about for you is a
well,
better question.
I'm not very tall. I'm 4'10 and a half, so there was no way I was going to be able to play in the front row, and I've just always been really good with passing the ball and just being on my toes and moving quick. So I think coach just saw that and was like, you know, I would appreciate if you were our libero, if you would take that responsibility. And of course I said yes.
So, and I want to make sure that you're 4'10 and a half.
Yes.
You get
the
half inch.
Yes.
All right. So playing the back row, what are the key traits of being able to play the back row? I would assume footwork's pretty important.
Yeah.
Having no fear when the ball is hit really hard and sacrificing your body on a hardwood floor. Am I missing, like, anything else?
No.
With the position?
Yeah, you basically got it right there. You definitely have to watch their hand, the way the hitters move, basically. You have to really pay attention to that and where your other, like, on your team, where your other teammates are. You have to be in the right defensive position, and you have to really be aggressive and go for the ball.
All right, well... It's been a pretty good start. Now, I know there was some disappointment Tuesday night because the Eagles lost to Rock Ridge, an arch rival, but a good start over at the, I think, the Weathersfield Tournament Championship match, finished second. But there is some good volleyball in the air when you play the likes of Rock Ridge and Orion. So, senior-laden team, I think 7 or 8, 9, whatever seniors on this team. So, just kind of... reflect on the season so far. You are a senior, so you know, boom, the Weathersfield tournament's already over. So you look at the schedule, and as each game goes by, you get closer and closer to the end of playing volleyball for the Eagles. So kind of how are you approaching this senior year? And kind of first talk about the season so far in general.
Yeah, so the season this far has been pretty good for the Eagles. We got a new coach this year, which is really nice. She really gets things done and helps us out the best she can, and I think for us seniors, it's really coming into reality that, you know, it's all or nothing now, so we're just really going to work hard in practices and see what we can do this year.
All right. And so you're at that point, too. You have to start determining what your future is going to be after high school.
Yeah.
You're kind of involved in that right now as we talk to you on September 4th. So what are some of the things that you're considering? You have some big decisions to make.
Yeah, I've been looking, you know, to go into the military after high school or...
So you'd be kind of following in your dad's footsteps. Then,
yeah,
huh?
He's one of my biggest fans.
But you're a way better athlete than him, though, too.
Oh, yes, of course. Dad can barely get out of bed, but it's fine.
But so that's something just about the decision-making process. Just talk about that over the next couple of months, I guess.
Yeah, definitely on what's going to be best for me. If I'm going to decide to go to college or if I'm going to decide to go into the military... Big decisions.
All right. And the other thing that I wanted to get you on for is because I know you're a basketball player too, play with the
yes.
Eagle basketball program. And Coach Engwall runs the Twitter account. And a couple weeks ago, she sent out, "This is how Carly DeFries warms up." And it was like, did you see that?
I think so, yeah.
It was NBA player making dance moves or something like that. So I'm like, if DeFries does that, I'm cool with that because that's how you have to approach.
Yeah.
So anyway. All right. Well, congratulations on getting off to a good start for the Golden Eagles and teaching us about the libero. And I know we'll see you down the road here your senior year with volleyball and basketball. Keep up the good work. And teach those kids down at New Boston, too.
Yes,
I will. All right, good to visit with Carly DeFries on the High School Sports Spotlight on this Wednesday.